This week, we'll be joined by a trio of AFGE members, National Border Patrol Council Vice President Sean Moran, TSA Local 556 President Don Thomas, and DOD Local 2516 President Paul Ferris. But first, we've been joined by Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund Communications and Development Director Robin Keough. Robin, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Robin, the recent government shutdown affected countless federal employees. How did FIA help those in need during this time?
Well, you know, the shutdown for us was sort of the second in the 1-2 punch of the furloughs due to sequestration that started over the summer. So by the time we got to shutdown, FIA had actually already spent almost its entire budget for our fiscal year in just 4.5 months. So during the shutdown, while we were getting still a huge number of applications from folks, we really had to rein in what we were doing and help only the folks who were in the worst circumstances. So people who had other extenuating financial circumstances beyond just being out of work, out of a paycheck during the furloughs.
I imagine in one sense, it's gratifying to be able to help a number of people and to be using up the resources that you have. But on another, when someone comes to you and says, I need help, and your resources have been exhausted, that must be frustrating as well.
It's extraordinarily frustrating. You know, one of the things that FIA has prided itself on for the entire 27 years that we've been around is that anyone who's eligible and comes to us for help has been able to get help. And this is the first time that we haven't been able to say that, unfortunately, because of cash flow issues. You know, we're very proud of the fact that by the end of September, we had already helped more people than we'd helped all of last year. That part feels good, but the several hundred people who we had to turn away doesn't feel good at all.
Can you talk to me about how you determine who gets funds and how much they receive?
Sure. Our limit on emergency assistance loans is $1,000. So that's a starting place for us. When we're looking at an application right now, what we're looking for is someone who has had another hit to their income besides being furloughed due to shutdown or due to the sequestration furloughs. We're looking for people who maybe were on leave without pay because of their own illness or the illness of a family member, people who have gone through a divorce and have a former spouse who's not banking child support payments, all sorts of crazy, crazy situations that federal employees find themselves in. And what we do with our loans is to actually pay a creditor or creditors directly. So the employee submits bills to us for their rent, for utilities, those types of basic living needs. And FIA pays the creditor directly, and the employee pays us back through allotment a little bit at a time, no interest added. So the amount of help that someone gets really depends on what their personal situation is, what their personal needs are. It averages around $600. And that, again, you know, it's based on the employee's needs, not any internal limit other than the $1,000 limit that we set.
Robin, this almost seems as if FIA is serving as a last resort for some of these federal employees who are on some unfortunate hard times.
Absolutely, we're a last resort. You know, federal employees are proud folks, and they're very proud of the job they do. They hate asking for help. That's definitely something I've seen in my tenure at FIA, is that people want to be able to figure out their own finances. They want to be able to dig themselves out of what hole they may have gotten into due to circumstances beyond their control. And so by the time they come to FIA, they're often in very dire circumstances, faced with an eviction notice or a shutoff notice for their utilities, that sort of thing. And those definitely are the people we're seeing right now.
Robin, do you think that mindset has anything to do with the kinds of people that federal employees are? They're the ones who are used to serving. They're the ones who are used to helping others?
I think that's exactly it. You know, we talked to folks last year during Hurricane Sandy who were out helping people recover and had actually lost their own homes. But they were so focused on the job that they had as a federal employee to help other people that they weren't worrying about themselves yet. And I think that's definitely something that we see across the board with many, many federal employees.
Robin, can you share a few personal stories with us of federal employees that you've helped either during the sequestration furloughs or the government shutdown?
Sure. You know, I think the one that stands out the most for me is an IRS employee out in California who came to us for help when the sequestration furloughs first hit. She made it through the first paycheck with a reduced amount of pay, and by the time she got to the second one, she was really hurting. And the reason she was really hurting is that she has a young teenage son who was diagnosed with leukemia several years ago and has to go to the hospital every month for regular monitoring. But she's already exhausted all of her vacation time. And so she takes 2 to 3 days of family medical leave, leave without pay, every month already. She also happens to be the sole breadwinner in a family of six. So she's supporting six people on her salary. She's already had her pay reduced a couple of days' worth of pay every month, and then she got furloughed. And she really, really needed our help to make sure that she wasn't falling so far behind on her bills that she could never make it up. So that's the one that stands out the most for me. But, you know, we have others. You know, we had an EPA employee who came to us during the sequestration furloughs, and she was trying to make the decision, do I pay my rent or do I feed my kids? And that's just not a position we want someone to have to be in. So FIA was able to help with a rent payment for her so that she could do both things as she should be able to do.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, and we're here with Robin Keough, the Director of Communications and Development for the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund. Robin, a couple of those stories that you shared with us really seem to contrast some of the perceptions that there are out there of federal employees, where some people think that they make money hand over fist and just can really afford to take these kinds of cuts. These stories clearly show that's not the case.
No, for many, many federal employees, it's not. You know, the average federal employee that comes to us is a GS-7 or below. We certainly help people at higher levels of government sometimes, but these are folks who are not making a huge amount of money. You know, particularly since the financial crash in 2008, many of them are the only person, sometimes in their extended family, who has a good, stable job. And so they've been helping their family members. We've heard stories over the last few years of people, federal employees with adult children, who moved home because they either couldn't find a job after college or lost their job, and mom or dad was not prepared to absorb the additional expense of another person in the household. And so, you know, feds have been struggling just as much as anybody else over the last few years, and the events of this summer just really, really hit them hard.
Robin, despite the limitations on your resources at this time, if a federal employee calls FIA and asks for help, are there other things that you all can do to help them outside of financial contributions or assistance?
You know, our emergency assistance director out in our Colorado headquarters is terrific. And when she's not overwhelmed with applications, she does try to refer people to other resources, to suggest other places in their communities that they might get help. Sometimes when we get an application in from an employee, we can see on it, you know, we ask a little bit of information about what their monthly budget looks like. And we sometimes see areas where they might be able to cut back or shift things around a little bit. And if we see those, sometimes we can make suggestions for other things that they can try.
Robin, if there are federal employees out there who are looking for assistance or any sort of help that you might have available, how can they contact you and how should they go about asking or applying for that help?
The best thing to do is to go to our website, which is www.feea.org, so FIA.org. Right on the homepage, there's a big button that says Get Help. If you click on that button, it takes you to all of the information about the emergency assistance program. It also has a link to the application, and the application is really the place to start. If someone calls us to tell us about their situation, they're going to get the advice that they need to actually fill out the application and send it in order for us to fully evaluate what's going on and let them know whether or not they'd be eligible for assistance.
In addition to these assistance programs that FIA has, the organization also has a robust scholarship program for federal employees. I understand, Robin, that the 2013-2014 awards have been announced with a number of AFGE members receiving scholarships. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. We have an annual college scholarship program that happens across the country. It starts in January every year. And we make the awards over the summer, usually in time for the start of the fall semester. And we also administer a program for AFGE. AFGE funds 25 scholarships of $2,000 each. So AFGE members can use a special FIA AFGE application when it comes out in January. When they send that in, it enters them into that special $50,000 AFGE contest, but it also gets them a shot at the general FIA contest, which is divided up into 27 regions across the country. And this past year, we actually had 34 AFGE members who received scholarships, and they shared in almost $63,000 worth of scholarship money.
That's a tremendous benefit, Robin. Are you seeing applications increase as the student loan crisis continues on in this country?
We have seen little spikes over the last couple of years. Our average over the past few years had been about 3,500 applications per year, and this year it was up to 38. So we have seen a little slow increase over the last few years, but it's actually remarkably steady, even given everything that's going on for students.
Can you talk about where this money is allowed to go or allowed to be used for the winners?
Students get their scholarship check, and it's made out to the student and their school. So it's for them to deposit with their school for any allowable education expense. FIA doesn't put any restrictions on it, so if the student needs to pay for tuition, room, board, books, fees, whatever the school will let them use it for, FIA is A-okay with that.
Robin, what are some other FIA programs that are available to federal employees?
The scholarships and the emergency assistance are our two signature programs. We have a third program where we administer some child care tuition assistance programs for federal agencies, but that is an administrative service that we provide to the agencies. So it's up to individual agencies whether they have a program and whether or not they choose to have FIA or someone else administer it for them. So feds who are looking for what can FIA do to me, it's really scholarships and the emergency assistance program. The other component of emergency assistance besides the loans is we do small grants when there are natural disasters that affect federal employees and their families. So the tornadoes in Oklahoma earlier this year, the flooding recently in Colorado, as I mentioned, Hurricane Sandy last fall this time, other things like that that happen throughout the year that affect feds, we help as well.
Robin, what will you and everyone else at FIA be focused on the rest of this year and into next year?
We are focused on cash flow. Obviously, we don't like being in the position of not being able to help everyone who needs help. And so we are working our hardest during this combined federal campaign season to encourage federal employees who can to make a pledge to FIA, our CFC number 11185. That is the bread and butter of our fundraising plan. We're also working to increase the number of corporate sponsors. We had a number of new corporate sponsors who came on this summer in response in part to the sequestration furloughs that everyone was hearing about. And so we're working to make that a more robust group of people and to continue to encourage individual donations as well.
How can people out there make a donation if they want to help out FIA?
The easiest ways are through the Combined Federal Campaign. Again, a pledge to CFC number 11185 goes to federal employees. It's why we say we're feds helping feds. And folks can also make a direct donation on our website. Again, if they go to www.feea.org, there's also a button that says Give Now. And that Give button is the quickest link right into our online giving form. People can make a donation via credit card there.
Robin Keough, the Director of Communications and Development for the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund. Robin, thank you so much for coming on today. We appreciate your time.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to AFGE's Inside Government, available on demand at InsideGovernmentRadio.com. I'm your host, Jason Fornicola, and up next, we'll discuss policy change proposals at the Customs and Border Protection with AFGE National Border Patrol Council Vice President Sean Moran.